I'm Rick Moore, and this is Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. From the mayor's office, really happy to be joined now by Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt. And Mr. Mayor, welcome back to MSO, and how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Rick, and it's terrific to be back with you. Certainly a lot going on these days. I'm optimistic that we're moving in a good direction now, but certainly it's been a pretty difficult year for so many of us.
Mr. Mayor, speaking with various mayors, I've gotten the impression that cities and towns on the North Shore in particular are ready in terms of logistics for getting the vaccine out, and they're doing so quite efficiently. But a lament from the mayors I've talked with is that, man, it just isn't coming fast enough. Can you give me an update on how things are going in Peabody?
Absolutely, and I have to admit I've been pretty frustrated with the distribution on how things have gone. I've strongly feel, and I've been a very vocal advocate on this, is that cities and towns could play more of a role in the distribution. I feel that we know our communities best. We know where our seniors live. We know where the people most in need live. We have the ability to connect with our residents very quickly in terms of communication. We have our reverse 911 line that allows us to connect very rapidly with people. We have transportation, and we have infrastructure available to really help. And we've had a number of requests for additional vaccine denied. Just last week, we requested 300 doses to help with teachers and some of our senior citizens, and that was denied. So it has been a little frustrating on that end, because I do think we have a great team and the ability to really help. But things, for the most part, have gone well. We've been able to distribute to our first responders. Now we're trying to we're doing those second shots. We're hoping to get more of an ability to help with the first shots and just again play more of a role. What we are doing right now is we are working with the state. We've partnered with the Massachusetts State In-Home Vaccination Program. We are identifying those residents in our community, and there are many that are homebound and do not have the ability to travel to regional vaccination sites. So we're working with the state to identify and set up plans to get to those our residents' homes to assist them in getting the vaccination. So it's a continuing work in progress. I think we've done some things well, but I do believe we could play more of a role. And I share a lot of the other mayor's frustrations, and we would just love to get the vaccine that much quicker.
Yeah, I kind of heard that across the board. And, talking with Gloucester and Salem and a couple of other communities, logistically they have places in place ready to go. And I know that, the various pharmacies and things like that can also help out. But, as you said, things are getting better, and I think we're all getting optimistic. I wonder if that applies to businesses as well, Mayor Betancourt, because maybe you could give me sort of a bird's-eye view as to if I could call it that, the recovery might be starting.
Yeah, it has been a challenge for so many. I mean, Peabody, I think, like every city and town, has had its share of struggles in the business community. We have had a very successful North Shore Mall. We have a very successful industrial park and Centennial Park, Business Park, and a number of successful restaurants across the city, and they've all been challenged to a large degree. We've been checking in. Things have been going okay. There's been some improvement, over the last few weeks, I think, as things have started to open up. We've really been focusing on our restaurants. We just last week approved outdoor dining for the remainder of this year. That's, I know, an effort that has helped a lot of businesses, a lot of restaurants during this time, and we've approved that permit for this year. And we've just been trying to work with them as best we can. Thankfully, I do think a number of the restaurants and businesses that we were concerned about, it looks like they're going to be okay, but this still is very fluid as to how this is going to go.
In terms of the budget, will there be help coming from the state?
We still don't have final numbers on that. I think we're optimistic that there's going to be some assistance coming from the state. and it's going to be very much needed. There's been a number of residents and businesses that have really struggled to pay their taxes, and we're working with them on payment plans and things of that nature, just to try to provide some assistance. But we're certainly going to need some state relief that we can use to help with our tax burden and to maybe pass that along to our businesses and residents here.
And I think finally, what's the overall outlook from your perspective in terms of how the schools have done? Because frankly, I'm amazed how well kids have done overall. I'm amazed that sports programs are back online and coaches are putting in extra work and so on. But I just think that, and I said this to you offline, I'll say it publicly, I think you public servants have put in incredible amounts of work, and it's very much appreciated. And just maybe an overall assessment as to how things are in general, particularly with the schools, but also just the general feeling as to where you're headed.
I'm amazed, too, at how well things have gone at the school department. Our teachers have just been amazing, our administrators, you know, and even unsung heroes like the custodians and the cafeteria workers, our paraprofessionals, nurses, they've done an amazing job keeping things going as best they can. I've really been a strong advocate, particularly over the last few weeks, to have our children back in school. I have four kids in school right now, ranging from ages 16 to 3. And, you know, I've seen the good, bad, and the ugly with how things have gone during our hybrid and remote learning time. And I've just been very appreciative of the hard work that's gone in to try to do the very best they can. We're very happy here. We've reached an agreement to have the students go back 5 days a week with our teachers' union. We've been working on a couple of final pieces to that, but we have our elementary students going back March 29th, full day, 5 days a week, and our middle school and high school students the following week, April 7th. That'll be a full day as well, full day in-school learning. So we're very pleased about that. I think the kids need to be in school. They need to be with their peers. They need to be with their teachers, continue to build those relationships. And sports and performing arts, all of that is extremely important to a child's school experience. Mm-hmm. And we've been trying to do the very best we can to provide those offerings as much as possible. I'm a firm believer in those extracurriculars and what they mean to a student's development. And I'm very pleased that we've been able to move forward and have some seasons here for the students. And, have some, the band is back now with the football team and cheerleaders and all of that. That's extremely important for so many. So there's been some bumps along the road, but it's just really been a great deal of amazing work that has taken place. And but we need the kids back in school, and I'm excited that we're going to be getting them back here shortly in Peabody.
Amen. 16-3, that's a wide shot group, Mr. Mayor, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I have two teenage daughters, 16 and 14, and then another daughter who is 12, and then I have a little guy who is 3.
Has your hair started turning gray?
In my house.
I haven't seen you publicly, personally. Has your hair started turning gray yet?
It's happening.
Okay. You know what? This is the last question, I promise. Status of City Hall. Is City Hall open, and how's that going?
Yep, we actually had a meeting on that this morning. It has been open now for meetings, and there's been some restricted access to the building now for months. However, we are going to be taking the next step and providing greater access to the building. We're working on that now to coincide with the school openings. You can still get business done here. Everybody's been working in City Hall, and they've been doing a terrific job under these circumstances. But there will be much greater access to the building probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
This has been Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Connect with Connections by emailing msonewsports@gmail.com.